From Washington, this is VOA News. Hi, I'm Ann Ball reporting. Arab anger over Trump's decision. Clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops erupted Thursday in the West Bank and Gaza, the day after U.S. President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. In the West Bank, crowds of demonstrators threw stones at Israeli forces and set fire to tires in Ramallah. Edward Uranian has more for VOA.
Arab news channels devoted most of their coverage Thursday to Palestinian demonstrations across the West Bank and Jerusalem, highlighting the Arab public's concern over the U.S. decision. Some Arab media broadcast calls by Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh for 3 days of anger and a new intifada, prompting worries of violence across the Arab world. Some Arab news channels also replayed comments by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threatening to set the Islamic world on fire. He said Wednesday he will call a meeting of the Islamic Conference Group, which he heads, and vows to stir up the entire Islamic world. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In Yemen, a blockade of their ports appears to have eased Wednesday as ships began arriving with desperately needed food and fuel. President Donald Trump Wednesday called on Saudi Arabia to allow aid to reach the Yemeni people. This is VOA News. For more information, go to our website. Wind-whipped wildfires near Los Angeles have forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate. The flames have engulfed 32,000 hectares, and Los Angeles Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas has more bad news.
The brush burning index, that's a number that we rate the threat of a brush fire. For tomorrow is 296. This is the highest number I've ever seen in my career.
The flames have forced the closure of the San Diego freeway. The governor has declared a state of emergency. The World Health Organization warns the number of people living with dementia globally will triple from 50 million to 152 million by the year 2050. The WHO is launching a global monitoring system on dementia. WHO says dementia affects people living in both rich and poor countries. U.S. Senator Al Franken announced he will resign in the coming weeks amid a growing firestorm stemming from sexual misconduct allegations. He is the second Democratic lawmaker to announce a departure this week under a cloud of moral impropriety. On the Senate floor, Franken from Minnesota referenced charges that had been made against President Trump and Roy Moore, Republican senatorial candidate from Alabama.
I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls' campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party.
More than two dozen fellow Democratic senators had called on Franken to resign after a news report quoted a former congressional aide as saying Franken forcefully tried to kiss her in 2006. North Korea says a large joint military drill between South Korea and the United States has made an outbreak of war on the Korean Peninsula an established fact. The remaining question now is, when will war break out? A spokesman for the North Foreign Ministry asked Thursday in a statement run by state-run KCNA news agency. That's all the news from Washington. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.